This is TWiT.
As we were talking about earlier about virtual reality making a big show at the GDC, one of the big things behind that was HTC wowing everyone with the Vive. And our friend Nicole Lee over at Engadget wrote a great post. Actually, I read the whole thing, and I was like, oh, wow, this is really well written. That basically the headlines piece for it all, HTC's Vive made me believe in VR. And she got a chance to use it and said that gives it a sense that it's different than the Gear Live and that it's a standalone platform that's plugged into a computer. It doesn't run with the HTC phone dropped into it like the goggles. It's a true competitor to Oculus Rift. And Nicole really seemed to be blown away by the experience. It did leave the question, though, of the difference between the Samsung Gear Live with the Galaxy Note inside of it allowing you to move around freely, whereas the HTC Vibe, you're tethered by cables to a box. I'd like to try that to see how much of a hindrance that is. But the design of the Vive seems to be done in a way to make the cables not get in the way, and I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to minimize it to just one cable. But
yeah, and again, I mean, it's an experience that isn't intended for you to be out on the sidewalk walking around necessarily. So yes, it looks funny. Yes, it's huge. Yes, it's tethered and everything. But it's also meant to be more or less a somewhat contained experience for a very specific thing, enjoyable kind of environmental, immersion sort of experience. You guys talked about it on This Week in Google, I believe, last week. And am I remembering correctly that they are – is it this or is it Microsoft's VR offering that recommends having a room with a certain amount of space around you so that you don't run into things?
Oh, that's the Microsoft one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Halo. So that's not
the HoloLens. This is made to work in a 15 by 15 environment. So you need to have about 15 feet around you of give to move around or there. So we're not talking, I mean, I don't think this is work in my apartment in San Francisco by any means. I think I've got maybe about 6 feet on either direction. So you definitely need to have the room for this, but as well as HoloLens.
Yeah.
But
what an interesting way for HTC to pivot a little bit and kind of embark on a new category.
Well, I mean, company. And to quote Nicole from the conclusion of her article, she says, "I walked away from the demo a complete believer, not just in VR, but also in HTC and Valve. I can't wait to see what's next."
Yeah.
And that the enthusiasm at that really came across in the article. And I really want to know the behind the scenes story, whether this came out of HTC or came out of Valve or how they got together and decided to do this. I think that's fascinating.
So, yeah, we don't really know any price yet. Somebody in the chat room was asking about price. I don't believe that we have any estimates even on that. But yeah, Nicole Lee was not the only one. Vlad Savov of The Verge. I just saw article after article of all of these, journalists who got access to it. And I feel like any other VR system, review has been kind of like, yeah, it's neat. It's blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. But these have all been like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
Well, and maybe that's why maybe Valve was, because they had their own, we mentioned this also, I keep going back to this week in Google, apologize for that if you've already seen it, but we talked about that a little bit as well in that, Valve has been doing research in this field for a long time, some of it on their own turf, obviously. But, maybe this is just one of those things where they said, look, this is better than anything we've done, and we're going to put our, put our money where our mouth is here and partner on this product with you. I mean, certainly it makes a lot of sense. And I mentioned that this is one of the things that really excites me about this, too, is the Valve partnership.
Yeah.
Because, I'd love to play Portal with something really immersive like this on. I think that would be really, really fun. Or, Half-Life 3, maybe. I don't know. Start some rumors.
Someday.
Jason, your point that this is not about what it looks like, or that you're not going to be out in the street using this, or that this is about the experience that you have. I just think that's such a major, I'm not a gamer, but I look at this thing and I just can't get over this idea of like I'm never going to strap something like that to my face, which maybe is too very vain and superficial, but like purely from a marketing, I'm trying to imagine the commercial like where somebody puts this thing in their face. I mean, even in the early days of like the Kinect, I remember the commercial seeming like a little bit like, wait, what's going on? These people look crazy in their living room, right? So I still wonder about sort of this gaining traction with a regular person, or for a regular person kind of getting their head around what the not to getting what this is, you know, without actually experiencing it. It seems like this is just a specialty experience thing where you're going to go to some sort of, you know, futuristic arcade and they're going to put you in a 15 by 15 room. Who has a 15 by 15 room? I mean, I live in New York City, so nobody.
Well, I mean, probably a lot of people. I mean, probably a lot of people not in small condensed cities like us. I mean, that's the thing. And I think one byproduct is we're going to get a lot of YouTube videos of people taking videos of other people playing. It's because there's going to be a lot of pointing and laughing at that. But it really only takes one killer, you know, one version of Halo or whatever the game is the kids play, Destiny or whatever the or the Titanfall or whatever it is. The one game to really capture that imagination. I mean, I would have never played a first-person shooter before Doom or Quake. Mm-hmm. And it was when Quake came out and you're like, whoa, and you're all over this. You know, like give me a Star Wars version of this and where you're in it, then like Gina, I don't like things on my face and on my head. It just takes that one thing to get a mass amount of gamers to get into it. But then beyond that, you've got other applications like we've talked about with real estate and with, you know, travel and things like that, which I think could be pretty interesting, as well as I'm really interested to see what comes of it from a cinematic or storytelling standpoint, where there can be kind of like VR immersive worlds that you step in and you watch this story unfold in front of you. That could be pretty cool.
And what about when they add smell? Yeah. What about when the goggles go around your nose?
Smell-o-vision.
And you get smell-o-vision. It's the HTC Vive.
It becomes a gas mask VR.
Yeah, it's the next. It's even more immersive.